2 years ago, Curtis Cheng was shot dead by a radicalized teenager as he was leaving work at Parramatta Police Station. Now, his son Alpha Cheng is speaking about his family's tragedy and advocating for social cohesion and harmony.
It's definitely was a huge shock to the system, and especially since the assailant that shot my father was someone who's 15. Someone that is the same age as kids that I work with on a daily basis.
Despite his heartache, the Canberra teacher is determined to improve community harmony among his students and beyond. Today, he spoke at a new exhibition in Victoria's Parliament House called Courage to Care, which presents stories of Holocaust survivors and those who helped them. Alpha hopes the past can help society to learn and expel hate.
I've experienced the worst when young people feel like that they don't have control, or they feel like that they are so disenfranchised that hate and violence is the only solution. And if I can lend a voice to prevent that happening in the future, or to make some people's lives just that little bit better, or to think a bit differently, that's what I want to do.
As a history and geography teacher, he became interested in the Holocaust and was accepted into the Gandel Holocaust Scholarship Program for Australian educators just months before his father's death. As part of the program, he travelled to Israel and met several Holocaust survivors. The experience inspired him to advocate for social harmony and to encourage people to stand up against racism and bigotry. The chair of Courage to Care, Tony Weldon, said Alpha is someone who has turned tragedy into something positive.
He obviously had that personal tragedy within his family, and yet has emerged from that horrendous event, not wanting to be vindictive, not seeking revenge.
Among the stories of Holocaust survival in the exhibition is that of Martha Vanderhoek's family. She says her family's story highlights that even in humanity's darkest chapters, kindness can still exist.
My husband's family were saved by very kind, very courageous people in Holland during the Second World War. Now, this family, who were called the Zvanikens, had seven children of their own, but to take an extra child, a Jewish child, would have endangered their lives.
The stories of courage from the Holocaust are sentiments that Alpha wants to spread.
By creating better communities, that's when we can live in a stronger, more harmonious society where everyone is celebrated, and that's the meaning of humanity.